We all went out last night. Mike had had about four cocktails when we decided to start breaking out the shots. And so Kevin got the bright idea to start buying shots for everyone, except all of our shots contained water and Mike's contained Crown.
Delicious Crown Royal.
Well, so, Crown, they had this new shot called H2O. I don't know what the hell it was.
So the whole time, late at night, we're drinking water while Mike's drinking straight Crown. God. And he is plastered. This is so sorry. You know that.
We apologize.
I was not that drunk.
Okay.
This is sorry.
So we make it back to the hotel. Mike barely makes it back to the hotel. And the biggest fear he has is throwing up. And I'm like, man, I go, I've never seen you take that many shots. And he goes, and you know what? You never will. And he was so proud of himself. The whole time back, he's like, who's got game? I've got game. It was all about having game. I was like, oh, yeah, dude. Boy, you got game. You sure as hell got lots of game. So we make it back to the hotel, and we go up to our rooms, and we're laughing so hard. And I'm like, man, I go, there's got to be a way to keep the party going here, to keep messing with Mike, because all he wanted to do was go lay down and make sure he didn't get the bed spins or the room spins or whatever you were calling them. And there's some way to pester him. Well, we're pretty plowed ourselves, and so we're trying to come up with ways to get you out of your room just to harass you. And so we thought that we would go downstairs and try to mess with one of the guys at the front desk into calling you and using some excuse to get you down there, saying that there's something was wrong, cause some sort of diversion to get you down there.
Get you to come downstairs, and then there's everybody hiding behind the couch, and they pop up. And
you're arguing at the front desk attendant.
Right.
So we thought a good way is to that we're going to clear out the whole third floor because of carbon monoxide. And you know how long it took us to come up with carbon monoxide? We couldn't think of the term.
You're not firing right at that point.
Oh, I had about one cylinder.
You had half a cylinder. Oh,
and that thing was not firing properly.
So, and then I think that Kevin's half cylinder came up with the idea that Mike needed to come down because, and this is a true story, the first couple days we were here, he would go down to the desk and get new keys because he would always leave his keys in his room. So every day we're getting ready to leave, and Mike needs an extra 10 minutes to go get new keys at the hotel because you kept leaving them in your room. So we thought that the guy would call Mike up and be like, look, there's been some sort of security issue here. We need you to come down at 3 in the morning. At 3 in the morning to come down and get new keys. And so we thought that we would give this a shot. So this guy named Michael, we talked to him. He was so reluctant to do this because he thought he was going to get in trouble. And we're like, and we're down there, and you know, Kevin was out of his head. He couldn't even speak correctly, and I'm having to speak for the group, you know, and it was really embarrassing. But the guy finally agreed to do it. So here is the first phone call from Michael.
How did you get this recorded?
I just recorded his in, not
oh,
you,
oh, okay.
Not you. So this is, you're going to have to fill in the blanks if you can remember, but we have a pretty good idea what happened because he told us. So here's the first very brief phone call.
Hello, hey, this is Michael over here at the front desk. I got a little bit of an issue here, mostly dealing with your key cards. I was wondering if you could come down to the front desk immediately.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alrighty, thank you. He said he'll see if he can't do that.
See if he can't?
Yeah, so I don't know if he meant can't or can.
I'll see if I can't do that is what you said.
Right.
Well, I can't.
And sure enough, I couldn't.
So.
Oh, man.
So there he is, still trying to keep the bed spins away. And then I go back up. We go back up to the room, and we're laughing, you know, and we're all in the room together giggling. And we decide that we'd make one final phone call to Mike.
Hello?
By the third time, the voice is gone.
You think I lost it?
Pause this.
There's no question you did.
So I tried to fake that guy's voice. Okay, that hello, that hello, Michael's yes. voice. Well, I got nowhere with it because I couldn't do it. This beginning of the phone call is Mike saying that he busted me. Go ahead. Yeah.
Well, I had it.
Yeah, you had it, but you lost it.
When did you realize that it was me?
I had a suspicion all along, but the third time I definitely knew.
All right, so the first two times you were kind of debatable, though.
Yeah, the first two times were debatable. The first two times the voice was good.
Thank you.
It could have been.
Thank you, I worked on that.
But the third time, gone.
All right, well, how many times have you puked?
None yet.
But you're ready.
We can go either way here. We'll see.
Have the room started spinning yet?
No, I've got the light on.
Okay, well, so when you turn the light off, is the room going to start spinning?
I don't know. I'm not going to turn it off.
All right. So four shots wasn't enough? Was five or whatever? What'd you do? Four or five?
Four drinks, four shots.
Jeez Louise, dude.
That is game, pal.
That is game. Yeah, you got game, let me tell you. Do you blame your buddies, Ian Kinsler and Thomas Diamond, for all that?
No, I blame you guys for it more than them.
Whatever. Those guys were just as much guilty as we were.
No, you were more guilty than them. T. Greer, he's gone now. Now I got them.
You're my second baseman. I love you.
That's right.
Have you met my daughter?
Greatest second baseman of all time.
That's the greatest second baseman of all time.
Greater than Nelly Fox, greater than Bill Mazeroski, greater than Joe Morgan.
And he met those guys matched you shot for shot, too.
He sure did.
Well, congratulations. You hung with them.
Thank you.
Yeah. And whoa, what about Calishaw? Did he do anything to you?
No, he didn't do nothing to me.
Are you trying to match you shot for shot?
Yeah, he was hanging.
Okay.
He's got game two.
Calishaw, does he think you're better? Does he think he's better than you?
He might.
Is he?
I don't know. Not in any kind of competition with anybody. I'm just trying to hang.
All right, well, you hung. Don't worry about it.
All right.
All right. Peace out.
Peace out.
Bye.
And then we let him go to sleep. He was so proud, though, of having game, of drinking all those shots.
That is game, pal.